I mentioned the transfiguration. Remember the story when Jesus took Peter, James, and John, I think it was, up the mountain, and he was changed so they could see his divinity. And there were two other figures there, Moses and Elijah. And Peter said, "Lord, let us put up a tent here." Actually, three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. This is a tent. Things are transfigured in this room. We see, as it says in that story, they looked up and they saw only Jesus, not God. And that's the transfiguration. From a barbecue to Easter. And it's our job to move with those stories. There have been other stories before Easter and since Easter. Story about the woman at the well. It starts out with water, "I'm thirsty." Ends up with the whole town coming to believe in Jesus. A man born blind who can see through faith. Lazarus is dead, comes to life. And now we've had these stories since Easter. Mary in the garden looking for Jesus. Jesus reveals himself to her, transfigured. Mary, two men walking to Emmaus, a neighboring town, and someone comes and walks with them. The barbecue, the shore lunch, is a 5K walk or run. They recognize him in the breaking of the bread. That's enough for us to say, that's us in each of those stories, who start with the ordinary, like we do every day, which is great. We listen to the news, we read papers, we talk to each other, we see barbecues, we see fish, we see walkers, we see gardens. And it's our job to stay with the story to its mystery in this tent. And we can say, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Let us appreciate the tent. And today it goes even farther. We have a kind of short the story today, because it goes on, you know, it goes on. Peter and Jesus says, "Peter," and he's just having fish, bread, a wonderful catch. He knows it's Jesus. He jumps into the sea. That's baptism, when we go deeper, and shares this shore lunch. It's Eucharist. It's deeper. "Do you love me more than these?" Jesus asks Peter, "Yes, you know I love you." Again, "Do you love me?" "Yes." "Do you really love me?" Peter gets angry. Peter may be thinking back to the passion of Jesus when he denied Jesus three times. And Jesus is asking him, "Do you, do you, do you?" And what is Jesus asking? Maybe the revelation, transfiguration about this story. "Do you love me?" Not do you believe me? Not do you like my stories? And Jesus, in this questioning and Peter's answer, highlights the best in us, which is to learn to love. That's our journey from barbecues. To a question about love. To go deeper into that. It's not a hard thing to do, to love, but it's the best in us. And it's Jesus teaching us, and it's what it's all about. Not what you know, important. How deeply you love. Do you? Think of what's in this tent. This day, a shore lunch, that's beautiful. Fish, beautiful. A sea, jumping into the sea, baptism. A lunch, Eucharist. Peter selected to be the beginning of the organization of the church. Do you love me? So many deep lessons about who we are. God's people, fed by our God, baptized into the Eucharist and into Easter, fed at this table, that baptismal font. These people, you are my church in this tent. It's not someplace else. It's a transfiguration that we have to kind of go with every time we are in these stories. And at communion, we'll say, thank you, amen. That's our saying yes to being Easter lovers. We are going to share our creed.